Blog Talk Radio.
The Machine.
What have I done to deserve a life like this? The devil's scared to fight us in the light. He hides in the midst of religion. But I know that my God is listening. Now for me, there's a greater mission. You're no girl, you're no man, but a plan for greater peace. I'll fight for the light until my flesh falls to cease. I'm fighting the devil, fighting police, and in the church. Lord, I'm looked at it Satan, cause in my music I curse. But I'm trying to do better, and that's the thing that really hurts. All the sex and the drugs in my life mean nothing. When my super friend hugs me at night, tears come rushing. There's no kryptonite, no villain, no lie that could be told that can separate the power that you have over my soul. So sudden is a habit when I'm gripping this mic. Y'all thinking I'm a pimp, but I'm trying to be like Christ in real life.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, Father, for everything you've done for us, Lord, Yahweh, Yeshua, Most High, Lord Jesus. Guide us, Lord, Father, and use me, Lord, Father, to speak. Let me not say anything towards the flesh, but let me say things that's in the spirit, Lord, Father. Use me to speak. And through my mind, my body, my soul, and my spirit, Lord, Father, cover those that's hungry, that's in the less fortunate, Lord, those that's lost, Lord, Father, those that's seeking for salvation, those that's seeking to know that self, Lord. I pray for those that's in the street, and I pray that you come and give us strength, Lord, and guide us into the road, Lord Father, that straight and narrow path. I thank you, Lord Yahweh Most High, for everything, and give us strength in your name, Lord Jesus, in your blood, Lord Yahweh, in your name. Amen. It's your host, Joseph the Dreamer. I would like to say, I would like to thank my homeboy, Megaraji, yesterday for coming on and speaking his mind on everything, on the background and our audience and everything. He covered about eating right, basically, and covered about the 12 tribes. You know, so far, so good. And basically, it's more like likely to know thyself. It's about knowing thyself and having ourselves raise up our vibration, knowing ourselves, you know, and staying away from negativity, negative people at the same time, and being strong. You know, knowing that we're in the last days, you know, and you know, the wicked is out there to slander the righteous. They're sheep's in wolves' clothing. It's people out there to willing to, you know, deceive the sheep. And what we need to do is to follow our shepherd, Yahweh Yeshua Jesus, no matter what the consequences is or whatnot, because there's a lot of deceiving spirits out there. What we need to do is to follow the Spirit, follow the Holy Spirit, and He'll guide us through the Word of God, you know. When I bring somebody on air and they speak about certain things, I make sure they quote the scriptures and the Word of God due to the fact that we don't want to deceive nobody. You know what I mean? And, you know, people could just go ahead and do their research and what we're talking about. But that's just basically it. Lately I've been covering chapters 24 about the, you know, the days will be shortened, the moon and the sun will be darkened, the whole nine, you know, nation against nation. And there's a lot of things that's happened like that, you know, for decades. It's not like something new, but it's something that's it's just going to be trials and errors everywhere. Trials and tribulations is already happening around the world and the earth. What we need to do is stay in prayer, pray, meditate, and continue praying and meditate, because right now is not the time to have, you know, to be in parties and watch TV every single day. But what we need to do is gather our funds, get our money together, get our equipment, our items together, if you know what I'm talking about, and be prepared, you know, because there's a lot that's about to happen in this world. I'm going to go ahead and play another song, and then I'm going to go ahead and continue talking about other topics, even a topic about dreams and visions, because dreams and visions, when you receive something from God, He's telling you something before it happens, you know what I mean? Or you feel your conscience, yourself, letting you know, it's giving you a warning signal, like, do not do this or do not do that, or you're seeing, you know, further from your future. Before these things happen, you actually prepare before it happens. But let me go ahead and play this track. Ruben Stutters, Love Him Like I Do.
My folks and friends, listen to these words. See God save me from myself when no one else was around. And it was only by His grace, His mercy, His favor. Cause I know I don't deserve all the love He showed me, how He let me know He never gonna leave my side.
Okay, we're going to go to Matthew 24, verses 22. And except those days should be short, and there shall no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. And if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there is there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall shew great signs and wonders, and so much that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Elect, behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chamber, believe it not. For as lightning come out of the east and shine even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Let's skip a few parts. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from the heaven, and powers of the heaven shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man. The reason why I'm reading that verse, because I know there's a few people out there say they have dreams about that. My mom, myself, my brother, my sister. And basically, I've been having these type of dreams about acid rain, earthquakes, you know, people being captured, FEMA camps, the whole nine. And, you know, there's rumors saying that, you know, there's going to be a lot of war. Of course, that's rumors of war. And then also they prophesying about the full blood moon. Dealing with the Last Supper, you know. These scriptures out here, you know, when we read the scriptures, we got to make sure we test the Spirit, have the Holy Spirit guide us at the same time before we actually speak. So me, I'm going to test the Spirit in the blood of Jesus, Lord Father. Let me receive the Word of God properly, Lord Father. I'm testing the Spirit, and let me speak the truth. In your name, Lord Yahweh, Yeshua, Most High Jesus, in your blood, amen. Okay, now they say the full-blooded moon, the Last Supper. They explaining these trials, saying that there's going to be war. It's going to be a lot of things that's happened in the last days. You know, we're going to be hated. We're going to be the most hated. I'm just going to say that. And, you know, by Yahweh's name, they're going to hate us due to the fact we know truth and we seeking truth and we telling truth. So, you know, there's going to be all types of demonic spirits, demons, all types of things that's going to, these entities that's going to, you know, use the people that's around you. But that's the reason why we stay in the Word of God. Use the blood of Jesus at the same time, controlling our emotions, and let's not have hate in our heart. We have to have love in our heart, because I've been experiencing that lately. The more I preach, the more I go on air for everybody just to give the word for people to listen to, the more I get hated on. And I feel a lot of hatred. I feel a lot of wolves around me trying to attack me and wants to devour me, but it cannot, because due to the fact I stay in prayer, I keep my trust in God, I meditate at the same time, and I don't dwell on the negative. I continue doing what I got to do at the end of the day. Because, of course, the enemy wants you to feel depressed. He wants you to feel suicidal. And he wants you to think negative about your family members or whatnot, you know, and you got to be prepared for that. At that last days, there's a lot of things that's going to happen, you know, and he's going to cause a divide for people, like from family, friends, nations, the whole nine. All we can do is love, show respect. Be real with each other, and then keep it moving. Have fun with your life at the same time. Pray, and accept Jesus in your heart, Lord Yahweh. I'm going to go to another track, and then we're going to continue to a different topic. There's a lot of topics we could cover tonight and for tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., I'm going to be on air. We're going to go ahead and upgrade this station. We're going to be live worldwide, mainstream. We're going to play some motivational, inspirational hip hop from different genders of people. I don't discriminate. I love music. I love hip hop. That's just me. You know, and hopefully my friend of mine, Hugo the Boss, is going to help me out on that, you know, to get, you know, that started. So let me go ahead and play this track, and we'll get back. Joseph the Dreamer, hold on.
I watch your face.
For you, hate. This is for everybody around the world that's going through a lot. Yeah. And there is only one God. Yeah. The Lord is our light, all the pain at night. He shines through darkness. I pray for my people that's lost. That's why he was on the cross for our sins. This world's no more, so why not help the poor? Natural disaster, earthquake, Haiti, that's where my parents' birthplace is. Crazy, I'm still fighting with myself, holding on the truth. It's not good for your health, time is running out, so keep strong. Even the road is long, so just keep faith. Love people that hate, don't look back. Family, friends, love them to the end. Here, grab my hand, and let's be a rock like the band. And jump up and be God's biggest fan. Let's go and follow him to the road that's no longer cold. God help us all, let's get up while we fall. Please answer when he calls.
I watch your face while you are asleep. Arresting grace, I want to keep.
And this is what the Lord told me. Pain, I promise, but with yourself you gotta be honest. Just listen to my voice. In this world you gotta make the right choice. It's not about rich or fame. During hard times you just switch up your game. My heart matches my body, my soul, my spirit. My people, can you feel it? Our God is the realest. Reaching for the stars, walk with me, cause we gonna make it far. I've been places, I've seen faces, very unhappy. Now the devil trying to trap me, but my faith is power, so I'm scaring that coward. So I keep flowing like the shower, minute by minute, hour by hour. I become my dream, every day I become my king. Keep a lookout, cause he's coming like a thief in the night. Get ready, no more fight.
I watch your face.
Pain right now.
Every day
just keep faith.
Keep strong. My life, I'll take care of you.
We're here to overcome everything and our obstacles. Hold on. Live your dream. Hold on.
Isaiah 54:10, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed.
saith the Lord that has mercy on thee. Ooh, oh yes. Isaiah 55, verse 7. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You have to, by reading this verse here, talking about the word of God, talking about the word, the love of God, you know, he gave us another chance. He forsake he gave us grace and mercy at the same time. People say we're gonna be going to hell, we're gonna condemn, but due to the fact that God knows our hearts, and he gave us grace and mercy to pray and repent. At the same time, some people don't believe in repentance, but I believe in repentance due to the fact that once you repent, you don't do it again. And that's through the Christ of Jesus, his blood, Lord Most High. And the Lord forgive us, you know, if we forgive ourselves and clear our thoughts and renew our minds. We must renew our minds and get rid of the old things and let it be, you know, let yourself be new, because we're in a new year. And you don't know if this might be your last year. You know, you might be breathing in this earth your last time. So why not be a radical Christian? Why not give all you got and trust God and stay away from wickedness? You know, people that's fallen to wickedness, people that's, you know, wants to deceive you, you know, at the same time. You know, people that's close to you trying to save you at the same time. And you got to notice it. You got to see it in front of you. It's in your own eyes. You can see it. Wow, wow. This world, you know, I could give the word of God all day long, talk about the word of God, but at the end of the day, if you don't know thyself, how are you going to reach that potential? Excuse me. How are you going to reach that potential, you know, rising above vibration and reaching that peak where you're supposed to be at? You have to know thyself and increase thyself. Get yourself, you know, into a higher height with, you know, being Christ-like and separate yourself from the wicked people or the wolves, you know. See, I remember the time, you know, I was young, being bullied the whole nine, you know, and I know that's the past, but I just want to explain that, you know, to the youth out there. You know, you say you're being cyber bullied, but you need to understand there's people out there being bullied in person. But there's no need for you to fall into suicide or none of that. You need to talk to a counselor or talk to your parents. Be real. Don't be afraid. You know, stay in prayer. Don't be afraid to pray, you know, because the Lord will handle your battles for you. You don't need a, you know, fist fight, none of that stuff like that. You know, pull a gun on nobody. You need to stay in prayer. Stay in prayer, and the Lord will have you. He'll fight your battles for you. It's just like right now. This world is full of bullies. You see what I'm saying? And we in the United States of America full of bullies, and all they can do is bully us. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're supernatural. We are actually spiritual beings, and we can handle that by the grace and mercy of God, and by trusting in Him. You know, trusting in Him with all our hearts, and being prepared for that real war that's about to happen. But the battle is the Lord's, not ours. Philippians 4:11, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. My favorite verse in the Bible. You know, why I say that? Because it explains it all. I could do all things through Christ.
no matter what people say, what they talk about, what they, you know, whatever they tell you, I'm not, you know, it's like you don't feed into that. But what God telling you is you can do all things in his name by believing and having faith.
Excuse me.
But I want to go ahead and close the session in just a few. I will be on air at 7 a.m., hopefully. And we can continue the session on new topics. Go ahead and play a track.
The Machine.
What have I done to deserve a life like this? The devil's scared to fight us in the light. He hides in the midst of religion, but I know that my God is listening. And for me, there's a greater mission. You're no girl, you're no man, but a plan for greater peace. I'll fight for the light until my flesh falls to cease. I'm fighting the devil, fighting police, and in the church. Lord, I'm looked at it Satan, cause in my music I curse. But I'm trying to do better, and that's the thing that really hurts. All the sex and the drugs in my life mean nothing. When my super friend hungry at night, tears come rushing. There's no kryptonite, no villain, no lie that could be told, that could separate the power that you have over my soul. So sudden is a habit when I'm gripping this mic. Y'all thinking I'm a pimp, but I'm trying to be like Christ in real life.
Yeah.
Everything you've done for us, Lord Father, cover us in your blood, Lord Jesus. Guide us, Lord Father. Use, let the Holy Spirit guide us and let us do the right things in the righteous way, Lord Father. Destroy the wicked. Let us not fall into wickedness, Lord Father, for you spit out lukewarmness, Lord Father. Let me not be lukewarm. Let not those that are listening be lukewarm, Lord Father, but let us be fire hot in the last days, Lord Father, and give us strength, Lord Father, and let us prosper. Let us have abundance. Let us reach to our destiny and our success and whatever we love to do, Lord Father. Let not humans pull us down and trying to torment us and stomp on us, Lord Father, but let us rise up and rise above waters, Lord Father, in your name, Lord Yahweh, Most High, Lord Jesus, amen. I will be on air in the next couple of hours, 7 a.m. Let's continue this. God bless. Shalom.